apple tops. She seduced Bonnie Bill and got in bed with his Wild Wild West tour. She performed for King Edward VI in Liverpool, but not Henry VIII though. And history shows she could bust a bronc. So it's a good time to recall an entertainer who was at the top, but forgotten today. She thrilled thousands over the years with her bronco riding feats and marksmanship. Or should I say, busting broncs and shooting the lights out of bottle tops from very far. She was rough, and she didn't take no guff. She could thrill ya with the way she rode those horses, though. And the way she shot down the six-shooters. Claimed that she had an offspring with another famous Wild West Bill, but it wasn't true. I guess a little bit of embellishment was all that it took to do. Well, as time went on, she got old and they didn't use them shows no more. Everybody went to the picture theater. She was broke.
Penniless.
But she didn't lay down and die. Nope, she moved with her brother to Dayton, Ohio.
She was tough.
Lived with him and his wife. And all the neighborhood kids would come over to hear her stories. Of busting broncs and shooting the lights out of bottle tops. How she got in bed with her Wild West tour. She died in 55 at 78. A stroke took her down. She died in 55 at 78. A stroke of bad luck took her down.
It took her down.
Lulu Bell Parr. Lulu Bell Parr. Lulu Bell Parr. We remember a great entertainer. Lulu Bell Parr. A courageous woman for her time. She wasn't one to sing kids no nursery rhyme.